the Lord from Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in his holy mountain. Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. God is in her palaces. He is known as her refuge. So far the reading. In the name of our Lord who comes, Psalm 48 is the third part of a trilogy within the book of Psalms. Psalms 46, 47, and 48 make up a three-part series of Psalms connected by a common theme. In all likelihood, they were composed in connection with one particular historical event in Israel's history. And that event was the invasion of the kingdom of Judah that took place about the year 701 BC. In that year, the Assyrian king Sennacherib came with a large force and laid siege to the city of Jerusalem. This happened during the reign of the great reformer king of Judah, King Hezekiah. To all outward appearances, the city of Jerusalem appeared to be doomed. The overwhelming forces of a great superpower were on the verge of crushing the city of God. But that invasion was defeated by one of the great miraculous interventions of God in the history of his people. The angel of the Lord went forth from God and in one night wiped out the entire Assyrian force. The siege was lifted, Jerusalem was spared. The temple and the priesthood established by God were preserved in the city of Jerusalem. The royal line of King David continued on David's throne in Jerusalem in the person of King Hezekiah, and through the prophet Isaiah, God continued to reveal his word in the midst of his people in the city of Jerusalem. Jerusalem was the capital city for those offices which were established by God for the benefit of his people, the offices of priest and king and prophet. Psalm 48 celebrates the preservation of the city of God. Our reading for today is just the first part of the psalm, and it asserts that the Lord God of Israel made the city of Jerusalem his dwelling place on earth. Jerusalem was the city of God. Mount Zion, on which it was built, was the holy mountain of God. God inhabited the palaces of Jerusalem. The presence of God made Jerusalem a refuge for his people. The faithful celebrated this truth again and again in the book of Psalms. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God. Statements like these from the book of Psalms can be multiplied. It's clear that the city of Jerusalem was a place of a unique presence of God. This concept of the presence of God in the midst of his people for their redemption from all evil is a very important biblical theme, and it's a good one to consider during Advent, this season of anticipation of the coming of the Son of God for our redemption. The presence of God is an idea that needs to be analyzed a bit because there are many facets to it. The idea can elicit from human beings a range of responses, and those responses can be arranged on a spectrum that extends from sheer terror on one end to the greatest comfort imaginable on the other end. When God manifested his presence at Mount Sinai, we read in the book of Exodus, there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain, and the sound of the trumpet was very loud, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. The presence of God was there, but it's clear that there was no comfort to be found in that presence of God. Later, Moses made his request of God. He said to God, "Please show me your glory." Moses wanted to stand in the presence of God, and he wanted to see it with his physical eyes. But Moses needed to be corrected. It was a foolish and presumptuous request, and God showed Moses why that was the case. He said, "You cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live." No human being can endure the bare presence of God. To be brought into the presence of the glory of God means certain death. In every case in the Bible where a human being confronts an angel, those spirit beings who reflect the presence of the glory of God, the initial response was terror. It takes a reassuring word from the angel to give relief from terror. Don't be afraid. And so our thinking about the presence of God must begin with this realization that it is a powerful reminder of our fallen condition. Adam and Eve fled in horror from the presence of God after their sin and rebellion. Their terrified flight from God is the heritage which we have all received, because that which is born of flesh is flesh. God calls to us, "Where are you, fallen humanity?" And our shame and nakedness is exposed, and we must grovel in fear. So how do we get from this understanding of the presence of God to another understanding which enables us to say, "The Lord is with us to give us life and comfort and not death and terror"? God provides for us a Mount Zion, a Jerusalem, a holy city, a city set apart as a place of refuge, comfort, and safety for the people of God, a place where we can flee to the presence of God, not flee from the presence of God. To sinful mortals fleeing in terror, God calls with another voice, the voice of the gospel. And the voice of the gospel is founded on one great truth, namely the coming in human flesh of the Son of God for our redemption. The Word was made flesh and lived among us, not in the bare glory of God that terrifies, but in human flesh, the same humanity which we all possess. True God from all eternity was veiled in our flesh. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world and terrify the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He is our priest who provides for us reconciliation with God. He is our prophet who reveals to us the Word of God. He is our King who governs all things for our redemption. He establishes his holy city wherever he distributes and gives the benefits of his redemption through the gospel in word and sacrament. We have a holy Jerusalem, a city of deliverance, a place of safety. God is in her palaces. He is known as her refuge. We have thought, O God, on your loving kindness in the midst of your temple. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of your judgments. For this is God, our God forever and ever, and he will be our guide even unto death. Blessed are you who inhabit by this faith expressed in the Psalm, the holy city, Jerusalem. Let us all pray. Stir up, we beseech you, your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and be saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you. Go in peace.